With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump not holding back at all today during a massive rally in Pennsylvania. He not only expressed sharp criticism of Kamala Harris, he also had quite a description of President Biden's foreign policy.
I will say this about Biden. He's the single greatest expert on foreign policy in history. You know what that means? If you did the exact opposite of what he suggested every single time, you'd go down as the greatest foreign policy president in history. If you did the exact opposite.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says he's not convinced by Hamas claims the war has caused a serious food shortage in Gaza.
Just talk about, you know, famine, food shortage in Gaza. Our military, our sources say that it's not true. It's not the first time we've heard this.
And he adds, it's the opposite that is the truth.
True, they'll claim that the, you know, per capita Palestinians in Gaza are receiving more calories today than before the war.
Ukrainian government officials saying there's a video out now showing dozens of North Korean soldiers trying on Russian military uniforms and various forms of gear, aiming to intimidate Ukrainian forces. That video, obtained by Ukraine's Center for Strategic Communications and Information Security, is said to show North Korean soldiers standing in line to pick up bags, clothes, and other apparel from Russian servicemen. Meanwhile, France's foreign minister pledging his support for Ukraine's plan for ending the war in Russia. He says he will work with Ukrainian officials to secure other nations' backing for that proposal. This is SRN News. How would you like your pastor to endorse politicians?
The fact is, if a clergyman promotes a candidate for office from the pulpit, he puts the church's tax-exempt status at risk, and a Lifeway research poll finds 98% of preachers never do it. However, the same poll indicates nearly one-third of Americans see no problem with a pastor urging people to vote for a particular politician during his sermon. 45% don't mind clergy endorsements so long as they happen outside of church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians around the world at a peak now that may have no precedent in modern history. However, the faith continues to spread. The Pew Research Center projects by the year 2060, there will be 34% more Christians on the face of this earth than there were in 2015. This is SRN News. Journalism funders committing $20 million in grants to more than 200 small local news outlets.
Press Forward says that's double what it had intended to give out. Newly funded groups include Black Iowa News, an outlet that began during the COVID era to deliver news about the pandemic. Another is the Nome Nugget, a newspaper that covers a wide swath of Western Alaska. Most of the news organizations will get roughly $100,000 in general operating funds. Press Forward says it doubled its planned funding after being overwhelmed with applicants. John Scott reporting.
Latest that we know now, out of Georgia today, seven people have been killed after part of a ferry dock collapsed on Georgia's Sapelo Island. Several other people have been injured. Coast Guard team still looking for possible survivors in the water. More details at SRNnews.com.